Mahitkatan Yerushalmi, corresponding to Mahitkatan Bavli, Daf Yud Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph at the first mission on the page, Va'ithin Ma'ake. Va'ithin Ma'ake Lagag Ulamapeses, Masa Hejid Avalon Masa Uman. One may build a fence for a roof or a balcony if done in an amateur way, but not if done in a professional way. Shafrin Es Astakim, Umagilim, Oisam Bamagila, Biyad Varegel Avaloi Machal Sayim. One may plaster cracks and smooth it with a wooden roller using one's hand or foot, but not using a metal builder's roller. Hatsir, Vatsino, Vakoira, Vamanol, Vamanol, Vamateir, Finishbu, Mataknoisam, Bemoyed, or Vajli, Chavin, Malachta, Bemoyed. If a hinge, a pipe, a beam, a lock, or a key broke, one may fix it on Cholamoyed, as long as he does not wait until the festival to do it when we'll have free time. Kvashim, Shu Yochel, Lochel, Mehem, Bemoyed, Koshim. If permitted to pickle vegetables that one would be able to eat during the festival. The Gemara says, Lagag Shloisha and Mepeses Asora. The Gemara says that if for a roof that's infrequently used, it's enough to build a fence of 3 handbreadths. For a balcony that is frequently used, one must build a fence of 10 handbreadths. Shafin Es Astakim, the Mishnah taught that one may plaster cracks. Tani Rebchia, Ashaf, Shaf Beregel, Vamagel, Magel, Biad. Rebchia says in the Braisa, one may plaster only with one's foot, and one may roll with one's hand. Masnisen b'magela katana, or madatani Rebchia b'magela gedoila. The Mishnah is discussing a small roller, and Rebchia's Braisa is discussing a large roller. Hatsir, Vatsino, Vakoyo, Vamanu, Vamavteich, Shinishbu, Mataknam, Moyed, Ravachali, Chavnes, Machtav, Moyed. The Mishnah taught that a hinge, a pipe, a beam, a lock, or a key that broke, one may fix it on Chol HaMoed as long as he does not wait until the festival to do it. Ka'ado Rimana, Idva Uka de Silomi, Shal de Vyona Avoy Vashawale. Afilakain Amale Pike Hami Chad Sav Vasamachole, Nafag Vashkach with Brunbach Kahana, Vashawale Vashawale. It's like the case of Mana, a rung on his ladder broke, his father Vyona permitted him to fix it in the regular fashion on Chol HaMoed as long as he got the agreement of another elder, which he went out and found Rabun Bar Kahana that agreed with him. V'chol kvashim shu yochol lochol mehen mamayet koshon, ha'kvashim sheinu yochol lochol mehen mamayet loy. The Mishnah taught that it's permitted to pickle vegetables that will be ready to eat during the festival. This means if they won't be ready during the festival, it's prohibited. Amim Rabbi Bar, hadar dat ama b'sheinan avudim avelim haya dava aved muta. The Rabbi said that the prohibition in the Mishnah refers to pickling in order to save them, but pickling items such as vegetables in order to save them for rotting is permitted. Tani lo yehei yoytze malaket asovim emoichum b'shuk shein darko lecho mehem b'moyed. The Rabbi says a person should not go out and pick grasses and sell them in the market, so it's not normal to eat them on the festival. If they need to be pickled, they will not be ready for the festival. Amar Rav Hoysha im oime at kein nimsesa mate es amunus b'moyed. Rav Hoysha asked, if you say this, you've thereby permitted tradesmen to work on Chol HaMoed, even if it's not needed for the festival. Lokein Amar Rav Abba, hadar dat ama b'sheinan avudim, avelim haya dava avad muta. And the conclusion of this question is, did Rav Abba not say that pickling is always allowed for something that will rot? If so, why is it prohibited to sell them in the market? If he doesn't sell them, they're going to rot. Masnisen b'shelaktan b'regel, madama Rav Abba b'shelaktan me'er b'regel. The Gemara answers, the Mishnah is referring to when he picked them on the festival, Rabbi Abba is referring to when he picked them before the festival. Hadnolach Perek Mashkim. We come now to the first Mishnah of the second Perek. Misha Hofach Es Vesa Ve'iru Avel O'ines O'shiatu Toyen Koyro Rishona Manich Alach HaMoyed Tiri Rabbi Yehuda. If someone turned over his olives to prepare for pressing, and they will spoil if not pressed quickly, but he was unable to press them because he became a mourner, or because his workers didn't come, or another good reason, Rabbi Yehuda says he may do the minimum pressing to prevent the loss of the olives, and leave the rest for later. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Zoylef Begoy Mekadakoy. Rabbi Yossi says the entire process may be completed in a regular way. The Gemara says, Anan Taninan, Misha Hofach Es Zeisav, Tani Rebchia, Misha Hoyu, Zeisav, Hafuchim, Ushnuyim. The Gemara asks, our Mishnah teaches if someone turned over his olives, and Rebchia taught an advice that if someone's olives were turned over a second time, thereby causing the outer olives to be warmed by the inner ones. Masnisen Sricha Lebechia, Lebechia Sricha Lemasnisen. The first explanation is that both the Mishnah and Rebchia's Baisa are needed. El Taninan Vloitana Rebchia, Havin Amun, Loi Amun Ela Misha Hafran Pamachas, Velim Hafran Vishnian, Divakol Mutta, Havisoch Lemasnisen Debchia. If only the Mishnah would have been taught, one would think that it only applies to one who turned them over once, but all would agree that if you turn them over twice, it would be permitted. Or Ilatana Rebchia, Velotaninan Anan, Havinan Amrin, לאמנון אלא משהפכן ושניין, אבל אם הפכן פעם אחת דבר הכל עשה, הביסוך למסניס ובסוך למסניס דבחיה. If only Rabbi's baisa would have been taught, one would think that it only applies to one who turned them over twice, but all would agree that if you turned them over once, it would be prohibited. Amar Pinchas Rabbi Zechaya Masnisen Ba'atinim Mandatani Rabbi'ah Begargoim. A second answer is from Rabbi Pinchas Rabbi Zechaya that the Mishnah refers to olives that were in the basin where they became very hot and soft, therefore even turning over once would cause them to rot. The baisa refers to olives with a tough outer skin, so will become rotten only if turned over twice. Rabban the Kisoin Amrin Masnisen Karebi Yoisi Shizeh Madatani Rabbi'ah Karebi Yehuda. That's the correct answer. The Rabban of Kisoin say that the Mishnah explains the opinion of Rabbi Yoisi and Rabbi'ah's Baisa explains the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Imeh Ya'abed Dava Memorit should say about Ya'abed Dava Memorit. Rabbi Yehuda says that let them have a small loss rather than a large loss. They only permitted preventing a large loss, but they didn't permit completing it since it's only a small loss. Rabbi Yoisi Imeh Al Ya'abed Dava Kol Ika. Rabbi Yosi says they permitted preventing any type of loss. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan k'shem shein chalukim kan kachem chalukim mehilchos avel. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi quoting Rabbi Yochanan says just they disagree over here, they disagree in the laws of mourning. The Tani eile dvarim she'oisim la'avel b'yemei evloi dochin es avatoi v'zolfin es yeinoi v'gapin es chaviyosov v'zeisov hafuchim v'shnuyim teichanam k'darkan v'mashkim b'es ha'shlochim shaloi b'sheyegi ezmanoi l'shtois. Vezoyim ethneroi pishtan ravia de raviyoda. Ravida says in the baisa, the following things are permitted to do on behalf of a mourner during his days of mourning: pressing his olives, pouring his wine from the grapes into barrels, sealing his barrels. If his mourning began after he had turned over his olives twice, they may be ground in a regular way. If his irrigated field had reached its time of watering, one may water it for him. One may plant flax in his ploughed field at the time of the first rains. Amulayim ena nizras pishtan. The Chum said to Yehuda, well, if he doesn't plant flax, he can plant another crop later. If he doesn't plant this week, he can plant another week. Mani Amulai Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara asks, who is the opinion that disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi? It's Rabbi Yosi. Machafa should say to Rabbi Yosi, should say, Tamanhu Omar Vahacha or Mahachin. The Gemara asks a question that the opinion of Rabbi Yosi has been switched. There, on the festival, he said that one is not concerned for a small loss, meaning that one cannot press it in the regular way, but here he permitted grinding for the mourner in the regular way. Shnihi taman chadarko lahavim. The answer is there on the festival, if we permit him to grind in the regular way, he will come to act deceitfully and leave his work until the festival. V'chol shekein mechol seshitza, the Rabbi Yehuda, ma is taman chadarko lahavim at ama muta, kan chen darko lahavim lekol shekein. The Gemara asks, well, then there's certainly a switch in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. If on the festival, when it's normal to act deceitfully, Rabbi Yehuda permits it, for a mourner, when it's not normal to act deceitfully, certainly he would permit it. Amar Rabbi Chinna, Manu, Amulai Chachamim, Shehem Beshittas of Yehuda, B'mayad. Rabbi Chinna said that who is the author of the Baisa? It's the Chachamim, who follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the laws of the festival.